Dropping Anchor. This is another present moment mindfulness piece for all ages, and this is the longer version of this exercise. First, getting yourself into a comfortable position, either sitting upright with your back straight and your shoulders relaxed, or if you prefer, you can lie down on a flat surface with your shoulders and arms by your side, and your head may be supported by a pillow. Gently close your eyes over, or if you prefer, you may keep them open and fix them on a space in front of you. Now begin by taking a few very slow, very deep breaths. Completely emptying your lungs by pushing out every last bit of air, exhaling fully until you can feel your lungs have completely emptied, then allowing them to fill up again by themselves, remembering there's no need to try to breathe deeply, as your lungs will naturally fill themselves without you needing to force it. So you don't have to try. This will happen all by itself. And then notice how your belly will gently flatten when you breathe out, and that when you begin to refill, your stomach will gently round up again. All day long, we drift off into our thoughts and feelings, and we get hooked into our feelings. And our attention is then drawn away from where we need it to go. So the aim of this exercise is to train yourself to become aware that you might have drifted off into your thoughts and feelings, and to go back into your body so that you can take control of your actions and the world around you. So let's take a moment to notice what thoughts and feelings are showing up for you right now. What's your mind doing? Is it silent? Or is it worrying or chattering away in the background? And what are you feeling in your body? Are you feeling tense? Relaxed? Are you anxious? Angry? Just take a moment to acknowledge in words whatever those thoughts and feelings might be. For example, here's my mind worrying. Just see if you can label it. Or notice feelings of anger, sadness, happiness, or joy. And then come back into your body. Push your feet into the floor. Or straighten your back and perhaps take a slow breath. Get a sense of your arms and your legs. See if you can gently move your arms and your legs. This might involve moving your toes or maybe taking your fingertips and pressing them together. Or, you know, for you, maybe coming back into your body might involve a gentle stretch. But just see if you can really get a sense of your whole body, your arms and your legs, and the sense that you can move your arms, your legs, your hands, your fingers. Straighten your back, maybe wiggling your head. Loosening your neck. Really get a sense of how your head is attached to your body. Notice that there are thoughts and feelings here and there, and there are sensations that our body can hear and feel. At the same time, see, can you also get a sense of the world around you? Wherever you are right now, open your eyes, open your ears, look around. What can you see? What can you hear? Can you observe any smells? Notice what you can taste in your mouth. Or perhaps you don't find a particular taste in your mouth. Notice that too. And maybe what you're noticing in your mouth is moisture and warmth. There is a lot of stuff going on right here in this present moment. There's your thoughts and your feelings. There's your body, and there's the world around you. What we are going to be doing throughout this exercise is just learning how to recognize when we drift off into our thoughts and feelings, and we can lose touch then with what's going on. So we will practice how to anchor ourselves repeatedly, coming back and re-engaging with what is going on in this present moment. So once again, take a moment to just notice what your mind is doing. Is your mind agreeing with me or disagreeing with me? Is it worrying or complaining? This is taking too long. Or maybe it's gone silent. Just notice and see if you can find one or two words to describe what your mind is doing. And say to yourself what that is. Mind is silent. Mind is thinking. And then come back into your body again and push your feet onto the floor. Wiggle your toes. Straighten your spine. Gently move your arms and legs and get a sense that the mind is inside of your body. The body is here, right now, doing this exercise. Once again, like we did before. Open your eyes and your ears. Look around you. Noticing the room and the world outside of you. And there is your mind. Maybe it's worrying here or being silent. Your feelings and your body. And again, there's a whole world around you that you can see and hear and touch and taste and smell. Now let's go back into our body and look at the feelings inside. I'm going to ask you to take your time now to hear. Take your time. Exploring. What's different? What feelings are in your body right now? And with an attitude of openness and curiosity, see if you can notice these feelings as if you're a child who has never before encountered something like this. Look with curiosity at the feelings and sensations. What sensations do you feel right now in your forehead? What about in your mouth? What do you feel in your face or in your jaws? What sensations can you notice in your thoughts, in your neck? Notice what you can feel in your upper shoulders and your upper back. What can you notice in your chest and in the front and the sides and the back? What can you sense about the way your rib cage is moving? And is your breath shallow or is it deep? Notice what's happening with your tummy when you breathe. Do you notice any of your feelings or sensations in your front? Or maybe they're in the middle or the back? Can you notice and bring attention to your arm? Notice what you notice. Is there tightness or looseness in your muscles, in your arms, in your forearms? Are your arms resting or are they tense? Again, just notice whatever it is that you're noticing. So perhaps in your upper half of your body, there are all sorts of sensations and feelings. And then open your eyes and your ears again and look around the room and notice what you can see and hear and touch and taste and smell. And again, take control of your arms and legs and move them around a little bit. And have a stretch and a wiggle of your toes. And once again, push your feet into the floor. So there are feelings in your body here, and there is a mind that is chattering away. And there's a body here that you have control over, and a whole world around you. And once again, look around and with fresh eyes, see what you can see and hear. There's a whole world that you can interact with in this moment. Now let's progress down to the lower half of your body. Can you notice what you can feel in your pelvis and in your lower back? What sensations and feelings are you noticing in your thighs and your hamstrings? What sensations and feelings can you notice in your lower legs and your calves and in your feet and in your toes? See if you can now scan your entire body from head to toe. And just notice any particular feelings or sensations. Are there any that capture your interest? Maybe there are some areas of tightness or areas of pain or emptiness or numbness. Maybe there are areas that feel warm and pleasant. Just notice whatever it is that captures your attention. And then come back into your body again and regain that control over your body by moving your arms and legs. And whether you're sitting or lying down, or maybe you're standing now, move all the muscles in your arms and legs and have a stretch. Move your shoulders and your head and wiggle your toes. Move your feet and move your hands. There is a body here that is full of feelings and sensations. You have some control over this body, and you can use this body to experience the world around you. And once again, open up those eyes and those ears and look around and notice what you can see and hear and touch and taste and smell. Now notice your mind. Is it silent? Or is it worrying? Is it repeating some things that you heard in the last few minutes? Or is it saying something completely new and different? Is it wondering how much longer is this exercise going to go on for? Or maybe it's helping you to engage in the exercise. Once again, there are thoughts cropping up and changing, coming and going, and disappearing all the time. And the feelings in your body are changing all the time. Notice the thoughts and the feelings that are present. And again, come back into your body. And once again, regain control of your arms and your legs. Have a stretch. And if you like, take a deep breath. Slowly move your body again. And once again, notice any feelings that are showing up. There is a body here that you have some control over. And once again, open up those eyes and ears and look around the room and notice what you can see and hear and touch and taste and feel and smell. There is this whole world around you for you to interact with. And now, as we're starting to bring this exercise to a close, take a moment to consider what you're going to do next. Wherever you are, and whatever you're doing, whatever situation you were moving into, what will you focus your attention on? And where do you want to direct your energy? Now coming back into the room again, opening your eyes and your ears and look around you. Move your arms and your legs and have a good stretch. And when you go back into the world, remember to practice dropping anchor over and over and over again. You can do shorter versions of this exercise and just notice your thoughts and your feelings and coming back into your body and refocusing your attention on whatever it is you need to do right now. But now, going out into the world in this state of mindfulness and taking it with you as you go about your day.